have no feelings on the subject.
Yeah, that is correct.
That you have no feelings.
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, get used to it.
Ah, but you do seem to have some feelings.
The subject couldn't admit his fear, so he stayed for our relentless torture. We talked about fashion, diet tips and relationships, but he wouldn't open up and only pretended to listen. It was time to set our carefully planned operation into action.
What? But we reserved you!
That was only if there weren't any closings. And I've got one, sweetie, and is it ever a loophole? I'm sure that Billy would feel the same way.
But right now... Blunky! You missed a spot. Right over there by the entry. Right there. Don't you see it, Blunky?
I don't see nothing, Miss Bucky.
Look harder, Blunky. It's right over there.
Come on, Blunky. Find the spot.
Okay, I found it.
We're losing you. You better get over here now.
Bucky, you've got to help us.
I've got a charming townhouse. It's centrally located, and the first year's homeowners association fees have already been paid.
We don't need a house.
No shame in a condo.
You know what we need.
All right, but you can't fault a girl for trying. So, what's this case again?
We need a projection of what a subject has really been up to.
With or without other points of view?
With, definitely with.
Oh, you don't need me. You need a projectionist, a real one.
But Bucky, you're the best.
Thank you. But darling, I'm good at prophecy, not at being a projectionist. Listen, there's a girl in town who would be perfect for you. She just arrived the other day, and she is terrific.
Really?
Yes. She's tops in her field. In fact, I have the inside scoop that she's going to make this year's top 10 up-and-coming projectionist list.
She sounds perfect. Can you get her?
Yes. I think I could reach her right away.
Oh, yes, please. Thank you, Bucky.
No, thank you. Blunky!
A maid? What good is a maid going to do us? Tidy up this guy's next massacre.
Oh, senorita, where is the Windex?
Holly, stop it. She's standing right over there.
Hola.
Maybe Bucky did make a mistake, but she wouldn't do it on purpose. Look, even she isn't that irresponsible.
Excuse, please.
Meanwhile, we still have to get Percy under. Otherwise, we are going to lose our chance.
But Billy, you know that's no problem. Even I can do that.
Excuse, please.
But we also need a successful probe. We have to have a plan. Without one, he's going to wake up wanting his cash.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't think about that one.
Excuse, please.
Unless you'd like to go tell Mr. Lethal Fighting Machine that there's going to be a slight delay in payment.
I see your point.
Good. He's not even looking this way.
It would have to be done quiet, clean, but very messy. Real messy.
Ah, this one's going to be trouble. Where's my trusty feather duster? Ah, yes.
And I'd only have to kill two people.
Good. Now for some close-up work. Now we find out what makes you tick.
Blanky?
Are you in there? Oh, I see.
Well, I see that she's in mortal danger.
We have to be careful.
Okay, I think I'm ready. Do you think you can make it darker?
Sure.
Hey, don't move that.
But it's only a feather duster.
It's what I use to help put people under. Stick it in his hand for safekeeping. Okay. Thank you, Holly. That's enough.
Right.
Let's loosen up his head first.
Are you really supposed to grab their hair like that?
Like he's my bitch?
Yeah.
You get better connection. Okay, what would you like to see?
Well, what he does for a living.
He's a work for hire. Would you like to see his last job?
Yes, thank you.
You know, I gotta warn you.
How bloody it is. We already know.
No, you're going to be viewing events from one person's point of view, which is seldom accurate.
I knew that.
Behold.
The bull is in the china shop. Repeat, the bull is in the china shop. But, sir, there may be some innocent children and women.
Now, aren't you glad we asked for a projection?
Not yet.
Blanky, can you find and project what made this man a murderer? What made him want to kill?
I've been poking around for that, but I don't think there's anything here.
No early childhood trauma? Anything like that?
Wait, let me make sure that we are talking about the same thing. I'll project your thoughts.
Oh, wait.
No! Okay, I'm getting a feed here. Oh, this is good. Let me project it. It's like a cartoon. Behold.
Time to flex. I don't know why I bother working out, since I am indestructible.
We are here to kill you!
I am being threatened. Everyone is out to get me.
Ready?
Must think quickly.
Aim.
I know. I will use all my weights to deflect all the bombs, knives, and bullets. I've survived yet another assault. I deflected all of the weapons against me, ironically killing my enemies with their own fire.
Was I an enemy, Lipien?
What? My first love? Why were you with the enemy?
I was bringing you flowers.
Flowers? What have I done? I will always love you and hate you. And all women for rejecting me.
Percy.
No, not you too, Papa.
I was bringing you a present.
A present? Oh, no.
I always meant to tell you, son. I...
Yes, Papa. I can already know that even though you beat the hell out of me every chance you got, you still loved me.
I loved beating the crap out of you, son. It was a failed attempt to feel powerful. I love...
No, Papa, no. Mama?
Percy, what have you done?
I'm sorry, Mother. I promised
Your promises are worthless. There's your enemy. Right over there.
We're here to help you get in touch with yourself.
Whether you like it or not.
That is good. That is so good.
Let the healing begin.
That is good.
No.
Tea?
No.
Do you mean no?
No.
No, no, no.
Help!
Don't you?
Oh, no.
I've got so much life left.
Help.
Stop. That's enough. Thank you. Show's over. End of reel. Picture end. I do not think in cartoon terms.
Then what was all that about?
I couldn't have come up with all that, could I?
You're not even aware of half of it.
You know what, Billy? Now I am glad that we asked to see this.
Uh-oh.
The Soul Patrol will return after the following words from our sponsors.